Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Mick Billing. He's the executive chairman from Thor Mining. That's a resource company listed on the AIM market. Morning, Mick. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Rob. And nice to talk to you again.
That's good. You had two RNSs out last week. Do you think you can give us a first update on the tungsten prospect?
Yeah, indeed, Robin. I think this is one that's absolutely critical for Thor. We've been working on this, believe it or not, for over 5 years, trying to get hold of these prospects. We've done a deal with, subject to preemptive rights by the other partner, of course, with an outfit called Rocks Resources to acquire their 40% interest in a tenement about 30 kilometres or so from Molly Hill. And on that title are 13 outcropping deposits of scheelite, which contains tungsten, and some other stuff as well. But the key thing for us is these tungsten deposits. We have agreed to pay them $500,000 Aussie dollars in Thor shares, which will be subject to a trading restriction for 90 days from the time of issue. And we now have to wait for the 60% holder, a company called Arafura Resources, to make up their mind whether they will exercise their right to gazumpus. But I suspect that they have avoided spending money on this project for this tenement for a long time. They have a very large project elsewhere in Australia that's gobbling all their time and attention, and they've been content to let others come in and earn an interest and by funding exploration activities. So my suspicion is that they will continue in the same vein, but we cannot just assume. We have to go through the process. This is tremendously important, Rob, for Molly Hill and for Thor and Thor investors. We've now got an ore reserve at Molly Hill that we put out in January that said we had a 7-year life as an open pit, plus another bit extra, maybe a year or so, on the information we have for as an underground mine from there, and certainly further underground potential, but that's subject to quite a bit of drilling. What we have now is in very close proximity and certainly very easy trucking distance, a whole bunch of tungsten prospects that sit out of the ground. We have to drill them but to turn them into a resource, but the cost of that will be very modest. And if they perform as we expect they will, instead of talking about a mine life at Molly Hill of 6, 7, 8, 9 years, I think we can now start talking in terms of somewhere between 10 and 15 with relative confidence. And in an event of that, if that is the case, well, financing Molly Hill has always in the past had an issue because of our mine life. If this all happens, as I hope it does, that problem goes away. And Molly Hill becomes a much, much easier financing proposition. As I said, we have to drill it, and we believe we could turn these deposits or several of these deposits into inferred resources with about $250,000 Aussie worth of drilling. It's not going to be expensive job. We know where the deposits are because we can see them. We can walk on them. We can sample them from surface, and we can put holes in them, knowing exactly where we want them and knowing they are going to go into mineralization. It's a matter of how deep we want to go and how wide and the quality of the scheelite. Not do we hope it's there. We know it's there.
So this is effectively quite a key aspect for the company's plan and strategy, isn't it?
Oh, indeed it is. If we can add several years' life onto Molly Hill through this, as I suspect we will, the free cash flow from Molly Hill goes from a couple of $100 million up to you could probably increase that by 50% or more, and I can't I'm not going to come up with a number because I shouldn't come up with a number because the work hasn't been done. But a much longer life generating profitable operations for hopefully for a substantially longer period for $500,000 Aussie dollars worth of shares and in the first instance, $250,000 Aussie dollars worth of drilling. That's pretty big bucks, bangs for your bucks in anybody's language, in my view.
It sounds like a good deal for you. What about the US? Are you able to give us an update there?
Yeah, sure, Rob. We, as investors may remember, we acquired a 25% interest in US Lithium in around June of last year. And we had the option to take that to 100%. Did some due diligence and decided that, well, it's a project that would need a fair bit of expenditure and over an extended period of time to work it up to a mining and a processing proposition. And with the project we had, we decided someone else could come in and do that sort of heavy lifting for us in this instance. We've kept an eye on what they're doing, of course, because it's an investment and a portfolio that we like. But and over the last several months, I've issued some a bit more seed capital to do some work on the ground, which is a good thing. They've acquired a lithium brine project in New Mexico, which I must confess I don't know a lot about. But lithium brine projects, the successful lithium brine projects, are very profitable. So we hope that is also one of those. And more recently, they have announced that they have come to an agreement, subject to due diligence, of course, to vend their company into an ASX listed company here in Australia called Hawkstone. Now, that the due diligence period on that goes on for a little bit longer, but not much longer. And we will be our slice of Hawkstone will be just over 15.6 million shares in Hawkstone when it relists on this basis, and the shares in Hawkstone closed today at 4 cents Aussie. I guess that puts the value of our investment in this enterprise at about 600,000 Aussie dollars, or just over. And that's in percentage terms, it's a very sizable uplift from our initial investment, and we're pretty happy with that.
Good. I mean, it sounds that's, you know, the news from last week. There's two different avenues that's certainly going to be keeping you busy. When you aren't busy, when are some investors going to get a chance to have a chat to you? Because I think you're coming to our investor event this month.
I am Friday, just over 2 weeks from now. Rob, at the Share Talk investor presentations in St. Paul's. So looking forward to presenting there, talking to investors, some of whom I'll know, some of whom I won't, and hopefully get some more converts to the Thor story.
Absolutely, and for any people listening, it's always a good opportunity to actually shake your hand and speak to you themselves, rather than obviously relying on us just to publish, you know, what the news is. So I'd encourage anyone who's got the opportunity or the time just to do that. Certainly, if you're invested, it's always it's a good night out, and you always get some free drinks from us, which I'm sure Mick, you'll take advantage of as well.
Indeed, I'll be quite happy to have a glass of something nice and a conversation with a few potential investors.
That's great. Well, thanks for taking the time to speak to us, Mick.
Rob, thanks again. Nice to talk to you.
No problem.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.